Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The Yankees win the deciding game 3 of their wild card series in advance to the ALDS.
If you didn't know the name, you know it now. Rookie Cam Schlittler dominated, and the Yankees shut out the Red Sox 4-0 to advance into the ALDS. The kid from Boston, who grew up a Red Sox fan, became the first pitcher to toss at least 8 scoreless innings with at least 12 strikeouts and 0 walks in a postseason game. The kid taking nothing for granted and experiencing the high of a great win.
I mean, it's an epic environment, really. So, one a lifetime opportunity. Just gonna make sure I'm gonna take it all in. It's definitely a dream to, play Boston in the playoffs and end their season.
While their season continues, up next, the AL East champion Blue Jays in the ALDS Game 1 Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. up in Toronto. Jerry Recco, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Yankee fans celebrating a brand new rookie and a little bit of history. Cam Schlittler shutting out the Red Sox for the wild card victory.
Oh my God, incredible. I wish he got to pitching out in the ninth so we could have clapped him off because he was incredible. I mean, the rookie to go out there and do that against the Red Sox and, go do or die, incredible.
The pressure of New York and doing this tonight, the kid's, he's walking on cloud nine. It's amazing, truly amazing. Bucky Dent, the history of Bucky Dent in Yankee Stadium, what he did against the Red Sox, it's beautiful. That just set the whole scene for tonight.
Bucky Dent's 1978 home run against the Red Sox, another unforgettable moment. Julia Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
It's here.
Hey, thank you for the lovely bouquet. You're sweeter than a peach, but you don't know the life of a showgirl, babe. And you're never ever gonna.
Yeah, The Life of a Showgirl, the new Taylor Swift album dropped at midnight, and 1010 Wins is taking a listen. Our Glenn Schuck joins us with more.
In fact, I've been listening all night. My 17-year-old, I don't think, has slept at all. We'll see if she gets to school today. A lot of excitement here, and I came to the pop-up display of everything Taylor here in Chelsea. The line, 4 city blocks long. Michael waited 3.5 hours to get in to celebrate the new music.
Oh my gosh. The fact that she's working with Max Martin again.
Yes.
Because 1989 and Reputation are like two of my favorite albums from her. And I think she's going to like really go for like a massive culture dominating album. I think everyone's going to talk about it. It's going to change lives.
A little further back in the line, Dina says Taylor Swift will never be old news.
And if she keeps writing music the way she does, she'll never not be important.
Now, about this new album coming out, too, what are you most excited about, honey?
I think all of it. This album feels like it's going to be fun. I'm so excited for her again, and just all of it.
And if you ask fans here, Susan, who the heir apparent is to Taylor Swift in the years going forward, they'll tell you it's Taylor Swift herself. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM. Here in Chelsea.
The Republican candidate for mayor of New York picks up an endorsement from a local Democrat.
He's a volunteer for the city who cares about quality of life and public safety. That's what Councilmember Bob Holden thinks about Curtis Sliwa.
He's pointing out flaws in our public safety, the fact that Mamdani wanted to defund the police, so did Cuomo. Now Cuomo's changing, his tune now to get elected.
On public safety, he agrees with Sliwa's idea to hire 10,000 more cops.
I listen to the police scanner for my local precinct. I hear that each unit, one squad car, is holding 5 911 jobs.
Holden says you should vote for the person, not the party. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Andrew Cuomo says he would welcome an endorsement from Mayor Adams. On the flip side,
I have not had a conversation, nor would I accept an endorsement from President Trump.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press Now. Education is suddenly a hot topic on the campaign trail. That's after Zoran Mamdani said he would end the city's gifted and talented program for younger kids and shift it to open starting for those in the third grade. His spokeswoman says 4- and 5-year-olds shouldn't be subject to a singular assessment that unfairly separates them right at the beginning of their public school education. That is a reference to the fact that while 75% of the kids in city public schools are Black and Hispanic, 75% of the students in the program are white or Asian. Bill de Blasio moved to also eliminate the program at the end of his time in office, but when Mayor Adams came in, he expanded it. Andrew Cuomo says he'd do the same.
I would expand gifted and talented and expand what they call the specialized high schools.
Same for Curtis Sliwa.
I would not only maintain gifted and talented because I saw it up close and personal, I would expand it.
Proponents say because children learn at different rates, gifted children need to be challenged. The fight continues over whether Petros Kromidas should be removed from the ballot. The candidate for the Nassau County Legislature went missing in April, when it was presumed that he drowned while training for a triathlon. Republicans have insisted his name remain on the ballot, and because he's yet to be officially declared dead, a judge has refused to allow it to be removed. Speaking to 1010 Winds, Nassau County Democratic lawmaker Seth Koslow.
It's unfair to the community. It's unfair to the family of Petros. It's unfair to the voters. This is a situation where the Republicans just don't want democracy or transparency. They just want to keep power.
He and others to rally today outside Nassau County Board of Elections. 1010 Winds has reached out to Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman and is awaiting a response. Today is sentencing day for Sean Diddy Combs. Ahead of that, the disgraced rap mogul made a personal plea for leniency.
In a letter to the judge, Sean Combs vowed that he's taking full responsibility for his actions, apologized to all the people he's hurt, and begged for mercy at his sentencing. Prosecutors have requested Combs serve 11 years after a jury convicted him of 2 prostitution-related offenses, though they acquitted him of the more serious allegations. His lawyers say he deserves to go home by the end of the year. Peter Haralambos, ABC News, New York.
The sentencing is scheduled for 10 this morning, with Combs expected to speak directly to the judge before he learns his fate. A robbery from over the summer still unsolved, and so the NYPD is asking for help now catching the man who held a cab driver at knife point and punched him in the face before making off with his cell phone. That was on August 30th on Clarendon Road in East Flatbush. We have pictures of the suspect at 1010winds.com. A Long Island man learns his fate for shooting a cop.
Brandon Scanlon did not say a word as he was sentenced to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to firing at officers as he sped away in a minivan, striking one of the officers. Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney is happy with the sentence.
The entire time you're saying, I hope nobody gets hurt.
The DA says the pursuit started after officers arrived at Scanlon's Bohemia house with a search warrant following a long-term drug investigation.
There's no such thing as a nonviolent drug dealer. If you have drugs, there will be guns.
The DA says the pursuit lasted for 25 minutes. Sophia Hall, 1010 Wins. On 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Animal rescuers again to the rescue on Long Island. This is in Northport, where a 95-year-old woman had to be rescued from a home where another woman, 57-year-old Samantha Boyd, was allegedly keeping some 200 neglected animals. John DeLeonardo heads Humane Long Island.
This person was posing as a wildlife rehabilitator. They had animals they were not licensed for. The animals they were being licensed for don't appear to have been being cared for properly.
Yeah, we're talking cats, dogs, rabbits, ferrets, squirrels, ducks, chickens, roosters, geese, parrots, quails, cockatoos, and hedgehogs, who are all in very bad shape.
The bunnies have the longest nails I've ever seen in my life, being curled up and around. So this isn't something that, you didn't trim their nails for a few weeks. I mean, this is, you didn't do basic husbandry for months, maybe years.
He says a number of wildlife centers have stepped up to take and rehabilitate the animals.
We need better standards of wildlife rehabilitation in New York State, and we need the DEC to stop handing these licenses out like candy to people who can get 80 on an open book test. So I think that's the larger issue here.
The Suffolk DA's office says Boyd is charged with multiple counts of misdemeanor animal cruelty and endangering the welfare of a vulnerable elderly person.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.